WCWP.org at 88.1 FM. So let me just ask you this, Christina. Is this the last live show for the year?
Yes, it is.
So how about we just thank again Dan Cox, director here at WC.org, and Janine Solero, the administrator, and Anthony, who's been a great engineer. And
yes, Anthony on his own today.
Really
doing a great job.
Doing a great job. And everybody here at WCWP.
Yes, it's a great, you know what it is. It's really it's a great partnership. You know, we've been doing this now. We celebrate our 6th anniversary, you know, which I still can't believe.
I feel like I can say to you, Christina, you've literally grown up in this.
I mean,
no, I feel like we attend this college now.
Yeah, we do. We're waiting for our diploma.
I actually root for LIU Post's team.
See? Yeah, right? LIU should know this is what's happening. But it really is. It's become like a family. And right. The fact, you know, we all work so well together. And we really, it's just the guests that we've had on this show. I mean, it's just amazing. And I always say it's every show, but the fact that we get to showcase these different people and then take their information back to Project Independence and disseminate that information, and they do health chats, or they, you know, are now part of the social worker nurses database.
Right.
You know, we really create a network, and I think it's absolutely wonderful. It really is.
It's become part of the language of Project Independence. I mean, certainly if you ever get an email from Christina, the bottom always says, you know, the tagline is always Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio.
Yeah,
And
constantly
actually,
plugging.
Otto, at our holiday party
I know.
The supervisor, Judy, who just is a huge supporter of Project Independence, gave a shout out to you, being her. Okay, so the first one didn't go as smoothly, but I mean, I think she said, did she say that he was her favorite co-host, Project Independence?
She didn't
and you?
Say that.
Not
no.
a favorite? Okay. Maybe she didn't. Maybe
no,
I just.
She just read between the lines.
This is not a political statement, right? Because this show is not politics. Right. But I do believe the town of North Hempstead is very fortunate to have somebody like Judy Bosworth as the supervisor of the town. She has high integrity. She cares about the people who are in the town, and she does a wonderful job.
Yeah,
you know,
she really
forget about
really
politics,
does.
Forget about party, whatever party, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it's a person who does a really good job.
I think, you know, and it's interesting too, because she is an advocate. And when we've had her on the show before, I think you might have been on the show, I'm not sure, Otto, but she
times.
Was talking, you know, she had Lauren Sumo, who's the building advocate, and they're doing this new advocacy, and they have a disability committee now, and the veterans committee. So it's the tone is really in terms of how she supports a town is in this like kind of advocacy way.
Absolutely.
Like, how can we help the people, everybody in the town, you know, get what they need, be able to utilize what exists in the town? Because, you know, in terms of the town, it's very wealthy. And I don't mean financially. I mean, we have Northwell, we have Winthrop, we have St. Francis, we have access to transportation. So there's so much in the town, so many resources in the town. And it's all about, and she really has this way about, you know, getting us to utilize what's in the town and not looking outside. I mean, unless, you know, it's needed. But.
Well, I think what's important is it's not top down. It's street level up almost. Listening to the people.
Exactly.
And then the top will do what can be done about what the bottom wants, as opposed to a lot of corporations I've been involved with.
No, it's really, it's absolutely
top down,
true.
And it, you know, it doesn't work, in my opinion.
No, you know, we were talking, you know, about Project Independence and our advisory committees, you know, and the town as a whole, you know, talking about these things, have the disability, you know, committee, and then they had the veterans committee, you know, so they really think it's important to kind of incorporate the opinions of the residents, which I think is great.
Right. And we, through, you know, through our partnership, can actually also help go across the board and help with the Veterans Committee. We wound up with Project Independence utilizing one of our subcontract social workers. She became
The veterans caseworker.
A veterans caseworker.
For any age, you know, which we want to actually point out there, because I think a lot of
Gail. Right, so, yeah. I have actually used Gail, and actually about a week ago got into a conversation with a veteran about the fact that he was trying to find something out from the Veterans Administration, and he couldn't get through.
Yeah.
And I said to him, call Gail, and Gail will get through.
Yeah.
Tell her. what the deal is, and she will get an answer
for
you.
No, and that's what's important, you know, and I really want to remind people, you know, it's such an important resource because a lot of, you know, whether you're a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, the paperwork and the process and things that are needed, you know, to qualify for certain things can be really overwhelming and difficult. And the fact is, you know, now you have Gail, who is almost this direct line to these different agencies that will see it through and you know the different people to contact. So I think it's an important thing to utilize in North Hempstead, and the fact that that any age can use her.
I think that's a big thing in general about Project Independence, and that is that Project Independence doesn't do very many things themselves, but Project Independence knows where to go and can guide people through everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I mean, we do.
Whether it be community Medicaid or you need help at home or whatever.
Right. No, well, the whole thing is, you know, Project Independence from the very beginning was the proponent was, you know, we want to form partnerships because that's equally as important as the advisory committees are the partnerships that we have in the community.
We don't want to duplicate services.
Right? And there are these amazing community-based organizations and businesses, you know, and the fact that we were able to partner with them and kind of pull everything together, I think, is the huge important thing. And that's how, you know, we're able to do all this stuff because, unfortunately, you know, we wish we had an unlimited budget and sense of resources, but we don't.
And let's not forget about 311.
Right. And the fact is you can call with any question and no, you're never going to get, no, sorry, you know, good luck.
Right.
You know, we will always find some way or some place to connect you, you know, to that service. So
anything we talked about today, anything, any of the information on any of the guests that we've had, all you have to do if you live in the town of North Hempstead to find out the information is call 311 from your home landline or 869-6311 from any phone, any 516, and it's a 516 number. And that call that comes in, if you want to find out what kind of veteran program we have, what Project Independence is doing, if you think you need, you know, maybe a community nurse to come and help you with medication management, or, you know, for that matter, even if, you know, there's a pothole in your neighborhood, you're calling 311 for any information in the town of North Hempstead. And like Christina was saying, we don't say, oh, we don't do that. Sorry. What we do is we try to help to connect you to that service program or department where you might need help.
Well, you don't get bounced from department to department to department, and then eventually get nowhere.
No, I think that's important too because you know a lot of people that I've come to, you know, were saying, you know, you know you want to stay in your home and age in place, but you're not exactly sure of all the things that you possibly need to do so. So you could literally just call 311 and a social worker. We have an amazing staff, you know, and I want to also just give a shout out to them because our JASA social workers and our Northwell nurses and NUMAC nurses, you know, are really amazing.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are in that home and I see the things and the relationships and the true care that they have. And they're the ones that are really, you know, nailing down the different services with you.
And you hit the nail on the head when you say, because what happens when you have these wonderful partners and they stay with you, they develop relationships with the residents. And it's an incredibly important thing. It's not just a one check-in thing. It's like, okay, you know, you live in this particular region. Your community nurse or social worker in that particular region is Joanne. Every time you call for a community nurse, you're going to get that same familiar person. But, you know, again, Project Independence does these services, but we're not a 911 urgent type of program. But from your daily living.
Well, it's people to people. I mean, it's not just some bureaucratic proposition. It's actual people dealing with people.
Right.
Names. You have names, and you have the same name all the time. And it's a marvelous program.
It really is. So we're like down to 2 minutes now.
I know. And I just want to remind people, you know, there are tons of stuff going on in the town. At Clark Garden, there's going to be this Winter Wonderland that's kicking off December 17th to December 21st. There's going to be all different themes each day, including bring your dog to the winter party, which we were laughing. We said
winter
that.
Party?
Yeah. It's a, you know, but, you know, Supervisor Bosworth really cares about the animals on top of all the residents.
I know.
So she's really just trying to cover all of our bases, which I think, you know, kudos to her and the whole town board. And I just want to remind people, call 311 or 869-6311. You know, we had on earlier Mimi Takushi, who talked about anti-aging. And we really want to, she just wanted us to give her phone number out there. It's 415-350-4736. Or you can call 311.
311, right.
And we'll get you any of this information. any events that are upcoming, whatever it might be, because there's a lot going on.
Well, I think just all that's really left to say is, you know, to wish our listeners our project,
happy and healthy holiday and New Year.
And happy healthy, New Year. Yep. Safe, looking forward to 2018. You know, Project Independence is here for you, and we are extremely appreciative of all the residents and especially our Project Independence members, their support. And it's been an honor, I'm sure. Great. Christina, you do such a bang-up job here. I can't say
it's
enough, and
pleasure.
I usually do. And John Ryan,
yes,
is
absolutely
wonderful.
We'll give a shout out to John,
have a wonderful, wonderful.
Happy New Year, John.
And a happy birthday to my mom today. Today's my mom's birthday, and it is one of our co-hosts, David Linden's birthday.
Oh
is it David Linden's birthday?
Yes, happy birthday.
Wonderful.
Happy birthday, yes. David.
Yes. Well, happy birthdays and happy holidays and
that's
a
right.
happy, happy, safe New Year. To everybody here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM, Project Independence, and you.
See you in 2018.
See you in 2018.